I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I told you I wanted to get to RFK Stadium, though, so here's the update. This was from Eric Flack, our good buddy from Channel 9, who's been reporting on this.
Pretty much on that beat, seems like.
Daily at this juncture. He said sources tell him that stadium discussions between D.C. and the Commanders are progressing as we speak. He says D.C. is waiting for a budget fix from Congress. Weird, by the way.
Yep.
Waiting and budgets and
the
Congress.
Waiting.
We haven't done this yet where we're waiting on anything, right?
Yeah. Has anyone waited?
No deal would be announced until after a bill passes restoring the D.C. budget. He says that likely will not happen until the end of April at the earliest. So that's a few weeks out. But he goes on to say the Commanders continue to negotiate with the mayor's office. They're updating council members. Bowser would be the one to agree to terms. Council still has to approve an agreement. He said something around $500-plus million is in line with what others got in the past. D.C. investment focused on infrastructure is kind of where they would lean as far as that money goes. But I just think it's so obvious to me. Whenever Josh Harris or any of the ownership group speaks, they mention D.C. as an entity with Virginia, with Maryland, that it's just this open season conversation. Whoever wants the stadium, you come talk to us. Everybody's got a shot. No, they don't. You guys want it to be in D.C. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But you've always wanted it to be in D.C.
Uh-huh.
All of the efforts right now are going toward D.C. Let's just call a spade a spade. If it ain't D.C., it's going to be a major bummer for the fans and for you and for everybody. It's a letdown. You want D.C., right? Like, we could bet a lot of money right now that it's D.C. if it's just up to the football team. And I think that's been the case for a few years, maybe forever. But certainly, they have not hidden that over the last couple of years.
I think that's always been the vision. Because I think this group is too smart to screw this up, without a better way to say it. They know that's the most premium spot. And there's, you know, some of it's tradition, and I think everybody's aware in their deepest and kind of, you know, I don't know, deep down, that you can't recreate RFK. That can't happen. Because, A, it's like building code violations. But, B, you know, it's that magic and how perfect it was. Those stadiums are different now. The expectations are different. So you're trying to use that central site, which would make sense for everybody. Everyone have to sacrifice a little bit in terms of commuting there. Maryland folks have to sacrifice, Virginia folks, D.C. folks in a different way. Everyone has to give up a little bit to get something. And it's the most centrally located part, you would say, for all three subsections of this local fan base, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And it just makes too much sense. It's too intuitive. It's too good. The area is ripe for it. I know there needs to be a lot of work done. I know the infrastructure isn't there. I know the highway system isn't there. I know the parking isn't there. That's the whole point. The smart people are on that, and they're going to try to make it as good as it can be. I know this. It's a dramatic improvement, whatever it is, whatever. I'll tell you sight unseen over the current setup and current system. But, yeah, they've had their heart set on D.C. I think they know that's where what's best for the team, what's best for the org. The most money probably long-term is there because it makes fan and fan engagement the highest.
Do you agree with the premise that the Commanders outfit from the top is desperate to get the team back in D.C.? That's the word I would use. I think there is a desperation. We can open up the phones for you guys at 800-636-1067 on that. Or do you think they'd be just as fine putting the team in Virginia or Maryland? Plus, what an unnamed executive said about Jaden Daniels slumping in year two and what we think about that. We'll get to that in a moment. We're live at Nationals Park. Show's out and about. You're listening to The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.